Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad.
Dedication to Mr. and Mrs. G. F. W. Hope, with grateful affection, after many years of friendship. Chapter 1. He was an inch, perhaps two, under 6 feet, powerfully built, and he advanced straight at you with a slight stoop of the shoulders, head forward, and a fixed from under stare which made you think of a charging bull. His voice was deep, loud, and his manner displayed a kind of dogged self-assertion which had nothing aggressive in it. It seemed a necessity, and it was directed apparently as much at himself as at anybody else. He was spotlessly neat, apparelled in immaculate white from shoes to hat, and in the various eastern ports where he got his living as ship's chandler's water clerk, he was very popular. A water clerk need not pass an examination in anything under the sun, but he must have ability in the abstract, and demonstrate it practically. His work consists in racing under sail, steam, or oars, against other water clerks for any ship about to anchor, greeting her captain cheerily, forcing upon him a card, the business card of the ship chandler, and on his first visit on shore, piloting him firmly, but without ostentation, to a vast cavern-like shop, which is full of things that are eaten and drunk on board ship, where you can get everything to make her seaworthy and beautiful, from a set of chain-hooks for her cable, to a book of gold leaf for the carvings of her stern, and where her commander is received like a brother by a ship chandler he has never seen before. There is a cool parlour, easy chairs, bottles, cigars, writing implements, a copy of harbour regulations, and a warmth of welcome that melts the salt of a 3 months' passage out of a seaman's heart. The connection thus begun is kept up, as long as the ship remains in harbour, by the daily visits of the water clerk. To the captain he is faithful like a friend, and attentive like a son, with the patience of Job, the unselfish devotion of a woman, and the jollity of a boon companion. Later on the bill is sent in. It is a beautiful and humane occupation. Therefore good water clerks are scarce. When a water clerk who possesses ability in the abstract has also the advantage of having been brought up to the sea, he is worth to his employer a lot of money, and some humouring. Jim had always good wages, and as much humouring as would have brought the fidelity of a fiend. Nevertheless, with black ingratitude, he would throw up the job suddenly and depart. To his employers, the reason...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?